wala kau na pagkami ulami. Puro kaya kapag nidulog ma.
Let's just start. Aloha. Welcome back to me. And good to see you as well. It's good to see you. It's good to see George. It's good to see my girlfriend, Kalila. I've been gone again for a while. Let's recap. Dad died. Didn't cry yet.
What?
Still, you know, thinking about, I don't know, it's weird. I'm like, I can feel it in my chest and in my heart. I'm just constantly. And I talk to my brother at night. I go, are you depressed? And he'll go, yeah, I've never felt this kind of depression before. It really is, especially when you haven't grieved, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of walking around like a zombie. But you know what? When I was driving here, I thought to myself, I can't wait to see my brothers. My brother George and my brother Gilbert. My good friends. Because, you know, when I'm gone, I just can feel the foundation of the house being built. I can feel that you guys are doing hard work and being trustworthy and keeping all our money and stuff intact. And I think about my girlfriend, Kalila, and I go, wow, what a lovely, 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 you know? And so it's great. But anyway, welcome. Mm-hmm. Good to see you, baby.
He hates all of us.
I love all of you guys. Why did you say that?
Are you going to murder us at night?
Why did you say that?
I'm like scared.
Why did you say that? Was that weird?
You've already been trying to like pick fights like on the way over here with the music.
Oh right.
What was the challenge?
The challenge is this.
He's a tyrant when it comes to.
I'm not a tyrant. I just go by the rules of life.
What are the rules?
Get to play what I want.
Right, you drive then.
Yeah, you know what? Even when I drive your ass 3 hours, I don't get to play a single song.
No, when you drive, I do.
Oh bullshit, Bobby! One time I drove us all the way to like
Ojai.
Someplace really far, like 3 hours.
Oh, hi.
And you sat back asleep and you still would bitch when I would try to put my own music on. What did I play over here? Did you hate
great,
it?
Great, I loved it. Mirrors. Mirrors, the cover of the one.
Karen Dalton song?
Yeah, so I saw, listen, that the other one, Speck, I didn't like it that much. The deep-voiced one?
No, the first one was Orville Peck.
Orville Peck, that guy.
Queen of the Rodeo. He's so good. What are you talking about?
He's the king, though, not the queen.
And what's the third song I played?
You played... I don't remember.
Okay, Your Silent Face by New Order.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let me ask you something. I know you feel... I know you're probably going to edit this part out because you're that way. And I say that in a positive way, not in a negative way.
What?
That way in terms of your dynamic. Mm-hmm. In like a nerd way, you know?
So mean.
No, like at a science fair. Like at a science fair when you see the guy.
The king of the science fair, yeah.
You're not the king of it. You didn't win any.
You just entered the science
You entered
fair.
It.
Participate.
You haven't won anything yet.
Mm-mm.
Because your volcano, the volcano that you built out of clay.
Who's first place?
It's hacky. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Do like a little project about the singularity or about our oceans being with the
microplastics.
Mm-hmm. You can fix those things, okay? But I wanted to say, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Bobby.
I don't know. I meant what I said, but I'm trying to. I love you. I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
Your neck looks straight.
But you?
Your neck looks
straight.
But you?
Yeah. I love you.
No, don't.
But you know who I love the most, though? Right now, I love you the most, baby, of course. But second, you're number one. But second, and I've been doing Magnum PIs.
I know who you love the most. I know who you love the most.
And I love Jay Hernandez the most.
There it is.
You know, yesterday I was in a scene with him. I was in the back of a car. His Mustang, whatever the Magnum drives.
Yeah.
And I was mesmerizing the freckles on the back of his neck.
Memorizing?
You were mesmerizing it?
No, I was memorizing and mesmerizing.
Okay.
Oh, you're okay.
His skin.
You're
Jay Hernandez's skin is like the purest. What's that drink with that cinnamon drink that they have?
Horchata.
Horchata.
My gosh.
It's the color of pure horchata.
Oh,
in the purest kind.
The specks are the cinnamon, the freckles.
Yes, right. It is. And he smells like that.
The canelo.
He smells like. You know what he smells like when I see his skin and his in his body? That if I gave him a brand new guitar, he would go
Spanish guitar.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He would do like that, right? And then all of a sudden You would have the thing. What's that thing? With the napkin with the bowl?
Matador?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know how that. What's the noises that they make? But
is he from Spain?
No, he's Mexican. But oh. I really like him. I met his wife. I don't think I didn't meet his kids.
So tell us about how your new best friend almost
poisoned you.
Almost killed you by poisoning.
Wait, what?
Okay, I can't talk about that because he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know about it, so I can't.
Well,
talk.
Also, it's
I'll throw it out
legend.
There.
Yeah,
it's
throw not, it.
I'll throw it out there, and then we'll edit it out.
But you know what? Here, how about this? You didn't know if it was from him or not. You weren't sure.
So I have a good feeling. So I'm.
I was trying to save you.
I know, but he. So he goes. So I'm friends with. I love everyone on the show, right? But my scenes are always with Magnum and that girl, Purdy. She's mm-hmm. great. Higgins. She plays Higgins in it. Mm-hmm. I love her. And we were at. He invites me to his house. With Amy Hill lives there too.
Love her.
You know Amy?
Mm-hmm.
She's the best. So they all live in this beautiful like high rise, right? And they have this like center where people lounge around this pool. The pool has, it's clear so that you can see the street. So it's like on, you know, on a 20th floor, but if you're in the pool, if you look down on the ground, it's the street. So it's scary.
Oh,
it's see-through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
see-through. So, you know, they're having barbecue and whatnot, and I just kind of yelled out. I shouldn't have yelled it out, but I'm hungry.
Not hungo.
No, I just said, so maybe I said that.
Yeah.
But I just said, I blurted out, like, I'm hungo, you know, right? And Jay goes, I'm a good, whatever, I can make a hamburger.
Yeah.
So he stands up, he makes me a hamburger, and he gives it to me. And he's a star of the show. I have to eat it.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Right? I have to eat it. So I bit into it, and then...
was it delicious?
It was very good. Yeah. But then I said, wow, this is the best hamburger I've ever had. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
But as soon as I said that, my stomach started gurgling. And I farted. I don't know if
that's
it was.
Fast.
It's wow. pretty fast.
Yeah.
Maybe it was something that I ate before it that was pushing out.
Yeah.
But I remember it not. My body, and I had diarrhea.
It can't act that fast. It would. It must have been something before that.
Maybe it was something before that. Yeah. So that's why I'm not blaming the hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did have diarrhea.
And then what lie did you come up with, Amber?
I don't remember what I say.
Do you
called
your
me
lie?
And you were like,
I don't remember my lies.
Do you remember your lies?
Yeah, so many lies.
He can't, but I remember all his lies like he fabs.
What is it?
You told him, because you suddenly left without saying goodbye. And then you texted everyone. You were like, I had a panic attack from the height of the pool.
That's right. So nice. The pool, that's why I mentioned the pool about the clue. So he had mentioned that. And I go, I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I just left because I had diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I blamed it later on the pool. But I think it was the hamburger.
I think it was before that.
Maybe before that. But Jay, I love your hamburgers. I'll eat another one.
Best hamburgers.
The best hamburgers I've ever had. Even though it was the worst burning sensation I've ever had inside my butthole.
And then after that, he calls me and he's like, I'm really unwell. I haven't, you know, he never throws up. I've never seen him throw up.
I've never vomited
in
my
years
life.
That I've been with him. He was actually throwing up.
Yeah.
So right before he goes to bed, he's like, oh, you know, I'm curled up in bed. I'm going to go to sleep. I said, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. Good night. We said good night. This was about 9 p.m., right? The next day, I try to get a hold of him, and I don't hear anything. 6 p.m. rolls along. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 6 p.m. his time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I'm like,
I remember now.
What happened was
that night, right, I went to ABC, which is kind of their 7-Eleven, but it's great. In fact, oh, I got you gifts. Fuck, my bad.
Spam musubi? Dude, I love ABC.
You guys like mints?
I love ABC store, yeah.
You like mints, right? So I got you some mints. Here you go.
I'm nervous to open it.
No, just mints.
Okay.
Here you go, just mint.
Thank you.
A package of mints.
Bobby, this is one of my favorite gifts.
What?
May I show the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, yours is different than mine?
No, they're all the same, I think. These are Donald Trump mints that I buy at ABC. It's great. It's a great mint. It's one of the best mints ever made.
Oh, the best mint.
It's the best.
Imagine the poor manufacturers of that.
It's probably, where was it made?
Walk of my life. I have to
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, it?
It's made in the U.S.
Okay, that was disappointing. I was hoping it was made in China. That would have been.
But the tin is made
in China.
The tin's made in China.
I want to say, I also
want. Wait, hold on one second. We haven't gotten to the good part. So then 8 o'clock rolls along his time and he's still nowhere to be found. No one's heard from him. I've called the front desk to contact his hotel room to see if the ring will be loud enough. Because at this point, I think he's dead.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I went and bought these wax earplugs. The kinds that are, you kind of stick it, you know, and you form it into your ears.
Yeah.
And I've stuck it deep into my ears. And then I have an eye thing. Mm. One of those fancy eye things.
Eye mask, yeah.
Right. So I have that and that. And then I took a little too much like melatonin gummies. I take melatonin gummies and like this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then some, a little bit of Unisom. And I stuck it in there and I went to sleep. And I slept for like 16 hours or something.
Whoa.
I couldn't wake up. And the phone was ringing because she can contact its security.
No, I told security to fucking do a welfare check. Yeah, yeah. How scared I was.
So they were calling, and then all of a sudden, I could hear it through the thing, and I picked it up, and they're like, sir, are you okay? Your family's concerned. And I go, what family?
I have no family.
Your wife and your kids, they're concerned.
Your kids.
Right? And when you wake up like that, you go, what happened? Maybe I did that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then she goes, and then she, you know, I called her, and she's like, where were you?
You're crying, Kalala?
I get so worried.
She gets worried.
Mm. Yeah, because he's like, I've never felt this ill in my life, so I was so sure that...
Jay, it was happened. A delicious hamburger, man.
The best.
I love you, man. Jay? He's all right. I like him. But you know what, dude? You know, when I'm on that thing, and when I'm working, I'm there for so long, I just get lost. Because you go to your acai places... And then, you know, you fuck around with the locals, the guys. You know,
what do you do?
I just, like, do tricks while I squeeze their ass and run away laughing or whatever, you know? And, you know, you start...
Hang on 1 second. Gilbert,
your tit out?
Why the fuck didn't you tell me my tit was out the whole time?
I told you it was?
No, why didn't you tell me?
Was it?
Yes.
We didn't see it,
we have
babe.
To look at that. Roll back.
No, don't roll it back. Your titty out. Is delicious, babe. Everyone needs to know.
We have to trust the process.
Yeah. You try. Yeah. So here's another thing that I did.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I want to watch.
Uh-huh.
Is The Joker.
Mm. That looks good.
But it's not just that. It won the Venice Film Festival thing award, the grand jury. Yeah. 8 minute standing ovation. Dude, I've never stood for 8 minutes for anything. You know, I'm being real. If I had to do like a run... It would go 8 minutes. Five, 7 minutes.
And sit down.
It would go 7 minutes and I'll sit down. Because to stand for 8 minutes to applaud, it must be that good. And then the reviews there have been some negative ones, but mostly it's because it's so dark and depressing. And you know, some white people get sensitive. When white people go dark, they go the darkest.
Yeah.
Right? But when they're liberal and they're sensitive, they get really, you know, they get, you know. So the reviews have been like that, but the most...
I'm really liking your review, though, right now.
It's amazing.
And their sensitivities.
Okay, you're not sensitive?
George is less sensitive than me.
No, but just in general, white people are sensitive, no?
I think everyone's sensitive.
Yeah, we're all sensitive. You're right. You know what? I apologize to the people.
I was waiting to be offended.
Can I tell you about sensitivity?
I just
right
like
now?
I was giving a review of white people.
And you know how I posted, while you were asleep, I posted a video of you sucking Don Ho's dick? Well, a statue of Don Ho's dick. And
first of all, he died way before I could meet him.
I know.
So no
but
dick
it was a
there.
Statue of you.
Oh, the statue.
This, yeah, you were.
Oh, I've stuck his dick.
Okay, well, Bobby,
I stuck a statue
I'm
dick.
To help you.
Yeah. Statue dick. Yes. Yeah, not real. Yeah. Not real dick though.
So this girl I know from Hawaii immediately texted me. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, she's saying that it's like that's our God. You,
this is what really kind of irks me, where I'm like, oh, really? Come on. A 6-second video of Bobby blowing like an inconspicuous statue that no one needs.
Give me the message. It's making me so angry. Give me the message.
He died tragically, and his daughter killed himself immediately after. The rest of his kids are still alive, just FYI. And I was like,
Bobby was
Tiny Bubbles. So, yeah. Tiny Bubbles, mm-hmm. Tiny Bubbles, the man, the myth,
yeah.
Right?
The legend.
He died. His daughter killed himself.
Tragically, yes.
Tragically?
It is tragic.
It is tragic, yeah.
Yes.
You know what? My dad just died, too. It's tragic.
Would
that's life.
Be okay with someone's...
I'll suck the dick. I'm going to suck down... You know what? I'm going to go back to his statue and eat his asshole. Eat the statue's asshole.
My point was, this girl is Asian.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And so she...
Yeah, no, we apologize.
She's sensitive.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I'm saying,
listen,
like,
lady, listen, I don't. You know, here's what it is. When I was in Thailand, it is what it is, and this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Let me tell you something, right? That's what I say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people point it out, and it makes me angry. Because this is the way I fucking talk. And you can make memes, and you can fucking do all kinds of trickery out there to force me not to do these podcasts. But you know what? I am going to just say whatever is on my mind, and I just say things, okay? And if you don't like it, just listen. We need you. We need you. We really need you. We're nothing without you. I'm sorry. I won't say it again. But my point is this. The thing is this.
Yes.
I love it.
All the hits.
Daddy.
I don't even know what I'm
saying.
Did
you just say called, play the hits, daddy?
Daddy?
He just called you daddy. At least he didn't say rock and roll. Wait.
Go get him, Gob.
Go get him, Gob.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The hits.
Do you know that last week when I did a podcast with Santino, he called me a dumb bitch?
Oh.
No. And...
I'm sorry. Back up.
No.
Back up, babe.
No.
Everyone back
no.
up.
I said nothing.
Listen.
I got like a little heated
listen.
I said nothing.
Just listen, George. Just listen for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you, I go, this fucking nerd. I cannot do this maker thing. I can't run into that guy again. Then like a month later, yeah, I like him. He's pretty cool. He's written to me a lot. It's a little scary. But you know what? I'll give him a shot. 6 months later, he's working for me. We're working together. We're doing some videos. Years later, you know what? I like this guy. Trust him. He's doing my podcast. He really believes in me. And he's really, I trust him with the money and all the little details about our organization. Mm-hmm. If you ever fucking call her that again, I'll rip your eyes out.
Thanks, babe.
Okay. Jesus Trejo, is that his guy?
Yeah.
I love him. I love that guy. He really is. Because he's been calling me a lot lately about asking how I am, which you don't get a lot of people doing. Even my mom and brother haven't called me in that way.
Your mom's called me.
I know, but no, she has too. No, my mom's been great. But somebody that I don't know that well, he used to open for me. Mm. He's a comic. For him to go, hey, dude, I just wanted to see how you were.
But you know,
he's so nice.
Jesus Trejo is
a
cut above the rest.
I know.
Because he hasn't lost his humanity. No matter how big that guy will never change.
Yeah.
Will never change.
He'll never change.
He's going to be a darling and a sweetheart and a good man for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he is a good guy. Also, you know, it makes me really optimistic, and it feels warm for guys like Andrew Santino and Eric Griffin and these types of guys to fill in for me when I'm not, when things are tragic or when I'm busy. It really feels like I have real allies for the first time in this business. A lot of times you get set up to compete with people and you're so competitive with like other Asians or whatever. In the beginning, it was very competitive. And I don't think I really liked anybody. You pretend. You would hang out and do gigs with people. But I really love some of the people in my life. I really do. I love these new friends that I have. I love this new journey that I'm on. It's great. But, you know, be honest with me. Am I a little scattered right now, George? Completely honest with me.
Only just before we've paused. But other than like the whole journey.
The last 2 minutes, I've been clear.
Yeah.
Everything before that was scatterbrained?
No. The first like 20 minutes was great. Then it was just a little scattered for like 2 minutes. Then this, great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's a liar.
No.
Okay, good.
Is she a dumb bitch?
She's whoa, hey.
Why did you call her that, though? Be honest with me.
Because I deserved it because I tried to humiliate him for buying followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that swipe up feature so I can help out the podcast. Yeah. You know, last week we got 17 views through my swipe up. 17 extra views.
Look at Bobby's face right now.
17? So I'm...
Don't tell me... That to be true, 17?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to help as much as I can.
Aloha.
Thanks to the 17 people who
thank you, 17.
Instagram.
Thank you.
To watch the video.
But you know what, guys? I don't want to do this anyway if I have to. I just want to be free.
Be free.
That's all.
I do respect the fact that you've only, in 210 episodes, you've only plugged like 4 episodes.
It's true.
I do sort of respect that about you. You're not needy in that regard.
But look at our following. He doesn't even do it.
Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with, I mean, it is partly laziness and it's partly, you know, this aloof thing. You don't think I'm aware of my aloofness? When I'm doing it, I know, right? When I'm acting like I don't know what I'm doing, I do know.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like based on, there is a little bit of like laziness, but a lot of it has to do with my attitude or whatever. But it is something that I'm aware of. I'm aware of everything that I do mentally. Even when I react to situations that I'm being over dramatic or acting crazy, I'm well aware of what I'm doing and how I'm being perceived. I just can't help it, you know? But I love literally everyone. And also, can I say this too? It's a thought that I've had in Hawaii by because I was in Hawaii a lot by myself. Like, there was 4 days in a row where I didn't see anybody.
Is that a good thing for you?
It's great.
Okay.
Because what I do is I'll walk down the beach where my little AirPods. I love AirPods, by the way. AirPods,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll be listening to, like, you know, music. And, you know, it's weird in Hawaii. Nobody really knows who I am. If I go to downtown and I'm at a really cool ramen restaurant, the cook will go, Tiger Belly, or somebody, right?
Yeah.
But where I'm at, my hotel, it's all tourism. So no one knows who the fuck I don't get, like, Bobby Lee, right? So everyone leaves me alone. It's like I'm a normal guy. And you know what? I like it. I really do. I like just being with regular people, hanging out.
Could you live in Hawaii?
I think I will.
Wow.
I think I will.
I hate that hotel.
I hate that hotel. It won't be that hotel.
Like a house.
I mean, it's an okay hotel, but they charged me double one time.
Yeah,
double and a half. Like, I came home, I was like, "Why do I have a $3,000 bill?" Just drained.
But I also believe Tiger Belly that there's going to be something that's going to bring me there in more of a permanent basis. I don't know what exactly it's going to be, and I see that you guys are going to be there too. And number two, we got some offers from GFL already.
Amazing.
Calgary, maybe Vancouver. We're working on all that kind of stuff. So we got to get this back going. I'm in town for a while. We're gonna, once we get the studio back up, we have so many big people that want to do it. They do.
No,
why are you smiling like that?
Because the studio progress.
It's not my fault. When I go out of town, I expect the team to do. I'm not there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
I expect my team to get shit done.
Everything's done. Sound panels are done. The table is done from Johnny. Yeah.
Did you see the customer?
Johnny!
Shout out to Johnny.
Yeah.
But it's one. Your other team.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You can't, I don't know them.
I can't, there's nothing I can do about that.
I'll work on it when I'm here. I'm here, okay? So,
what's it feel like to be away from me for 16 days?
That was a long time.
It's not you. It's in any other circumstance, it would have been like really, but it was my dad. You know what I mean? Going away, normally I miss you and I wish, you know, but because my dad died, you know, that's
the forefront of your thoughts.
That's in the forefront of, like, totally. He's not here.
He's consuming it, you
know? Yeah. So, every day is that, like, calling my brother and going, are you depressed? He's like, yeah, I can't. You know, it's like, it's weird. I can't explain it. It's a blur.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's sad about it is my poor mother, you know, my mom would text me once a month. We're fine. Mm-hmm. How are you? She texts me every day. I mean, sometimes 5 times a day about little things she's doing, like, you know, I went outside, then I went to the store, I came home. I don't know what else to do, you know? And there is a sense of sadness, you know? That just, you know, when he died, I was like relieved that she wanted to stay. She goes, I want to stay in this house in Phoenix. And it gave me a relief because of the fact that I didn't have to go, I had to buy, because in my head it's like, what is she going to do? I have to get a place in California. Does she have friends? Mm-hmm. But that wasn't in play because she told me she didn't want that stuff. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking maybe she does need to get closer to us.
I think so.
But doesn't know how to say it.
She doesn't know how to say it, and she can feel it, like, because my dad's not around, so she's constantly alone.
Looking for something.
I can't imagine what that's like.
I know, like, her dream, but way before your dad passed, we were going through, like, Zillow and Redfin, and we were looking at, like, homes in San Diego, because that's where her sister lives.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to be there.
She doesn't.
Well, she doesn't want San
Diego. No. I don't know what she wants. I think she wants to be around us, to be honest with you, and I can't live in the same house as her, but I'll figure it out if that needs to be the case.
Yeah.
But so, you know, that's that, you know, I'm sorry that this is the way these podcasts are going. They're not funny, but I can't help it. I cannot fake it. This is what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate everybody. I really do. But this is just the way it is. I mean, it'll change soon. Maybe when we get our new facility and I get all the new people in, which is what I want. There's so many people, Jessamy, Palooza, everybody wants to be.
But I think everyone can appreciate the fact that we're sort of in limbo right now.
Okay.
Like, we've never been this super perfect, overly produced,
thing. That's what's...
thing. Like, we have... Mm-hmm. Some of us get sick. Some of our family members get ill. Life happens.
Yeah.
This is just what happens. It's like, I don't think anyone's faulting you or faulting anybody.
Oh, you know who else is... been sweet is Theo. Theo Vaughn just will randomly text me, I love you or I miss you. That goes a long way with me. That's all.
Sir.
Goes along. And when I hear nothing from you two, you and, Gilbert, yeah. No texts, no how are you, sorry.
Did you wish Gilbert a happy birthday on his 30th?
He doesn't deserve it because he doesn't really love me. Because you would think that he would text me and go, how are you? You either, man, right?
I wake up every door.
I know you die every door, too.
I'm grateful.
Every door you open, it closes right in your fucking face, huh?
Come on.
Brick house.
I went to New York over the weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about hers. Ooh. First of all, she did this Madonna thing with her hand. Give it to me. Right?
That's exactly what she wanted, too. It's exactly what she wanted.
Hey, Madonna, what's up? You know what I mean?
Don't do a claw like that, Kalila.
I don't want to show it. Yeah, it's so embarrassing. Yeah,
yeah. What is this, though?
So we had a Mendy night before the wedding.
Yeah.
And basically to get our hands, henna, right? Henna on our hands. And there were two ladies there, and I was sort of trying to, like, get out of there quickly. So I think I chose the wrong lady. And I'm pretty sure she was half blind because I'll post.
Can you show us what you wanted?
Will they be able to see it?
Has Bobby seen it?
Bobby has.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
The before and after. Mm-hmm. I gave her a picture, and I was like, "This is what I want. Can you do it?" She's like, "Oh yeah, honey, easy." I was like, "Whoa, she's really confident in her skill." And after that, because she wrapped it up in like this like bandage thing so I could move around and not hit it. And then when I unwrapped the bandage later on that night in my small little New York apartment bedroom.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. Like, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, because
I was in stitches.
The henna is for human beings, not the creature from Shape of Water. Because that's what your hands are constantly wet.
Well, they weren't wet when she was doing them, and I think they sweat afterwards. And I, I was part of the bridal party.
Yeah.
And so the next day, everyone's henna was beautiful, and I looked like I had just dragged my knuckles in dog shit.
Yeah.
I just was like walking like this on dog shit.
Shape of Water, monster.
So embarrassing. Also, just going to throw this out there in case you guys get married.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't.
Who's going to get married? You and your girl?
Please.
Who's going to get married?
I think George will probably get married first.
Probably first.
If you get married before us, you're out. Do not get married. And then when you propose, tell me first. Can I say this, though?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because you're just a beautiful woman.
What do you mean?
Damn.
My henna, you mean?
No, everything about you. You're just beautiful. I've been looking at you all day today, going, what a beautiful woman she is.
Thank you. That's so nice. Because I looked at you today, and what did I say?
You're the ugliest or something that I've ever seen or something.
Jesus Christ.
Something like something very brutal.
No, I said, fuck, I hate your face. Yeah.
But you love that.
No, I don't.
You don't like that?
He loves that. No.
Look at this mustache.
You know it made you happy.
It does make me happy.
Because I'm not used to him without a mustache. And I hadn't seen him in 16 days. He comes home without a mustache and I just get creeped out.
Oh, I wasn't going to say this, but
say it.
I think I have, don't get angry, baby.
Yeah.
But I think I have, I'm not kidding you. I think I have some sort of condition.
Uh-huh.
My penis smells.
Oh my God.
He said, don't get mad.
I don't know what it is, but I'll, every once in a while I'll touch the head of my penis.
Yeah.
And I'll smell it and there's something going on.
Is it not just regular old dick dick?
It's not regular dick dick. There's something going on. It's not fungus or anything like that. I think the pee has a smell to it that's affecting the dick.
Maybe you could.
Wait, what?
Wait, like asparagus kind of pee? Or
it could be that. Oh. Because the tip, maybe it's too much acai.
No, it's like healthy.
I don't know. Maybe the acai is fucking it without my pee, but it smells. Let me smell it right now.
No, please, God. Okay,
no, I just want to smell it real quick.
Science alert.
Like, oh my God.
No, nothing. Sweetie, nothing.
See, this is what, I'm going to be real with you. Okay, I'm going to have a real moment with you. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep eating your boogers and bragging about how your dick smells.
I'm not bragging about it. I need help.
At the end of the day, yeah. You and I, in order to get over our slump,
yeah.
I take good care of myself. And
That's why I said, I called you and I said, I want to get the machine.
But your dick,
I want to get the.
I don't care how fit you get. If your dick smells, I don't want none of it.
I don't know. My dick,
the machine.
My dick smells because of my diet, I think.
What's it smell like? Like rot?
You want to smell it?
Wait, can you describe a little
bit? Smell my dick.
Like, what is the flavor?
Smell my dick real quick. Smell it.
Oh, my God. Well, there's smell my the reaction.
It smells just fine.
Okay, good.
It smells like baby powder.
Are you sure it wasn't just like Hawaii sweat?
There we go.
It was Hawaii sweat. A little bit? That's
I
it.
I think maybe, yeah.
Hawaii sweat. That's what it is.
It's a good album.
Dude, that's a good.
Hawaii sweat.
Hawaii sweat, write that down. In fact, you and I are going to come with a bunch of little sayings like that. But I like Hawaii sweat
Hawaii
a lot.
Sweat.
I know that this is probably everywhere in the United States and the world, but this is particularly creepy because this girl was living next to us down the hall for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And she's our neighbors. Our neighbor let a girl sublet.
Okay, what? Who's the neighbor?
Right?
Do we know the neighbor?
We know, but don't say her name.
I know, but who is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah.
I love her.
Okay.
What?
You mouthed it. So.
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And so yesterday, she told me, she's like, the girl I fucking let sublet my place took off with $1,000 worth of my clothing. She took the car. She like basically robbed her, right? And but she left. This girl's like completely out of her fucking mind. She left her diary there and some fucking vials of like HCG. It's like a pregnancy hormone. She was like shooting up. I think maybe she was either going to donate her eggs or I don't know what the fuck she was doing.
Okay.
With it. Yeah. Anyways, but can I read you what's in her fucking diary? This is every day.
This is great.
September 12th.
This was the good stuff.
Tell me if you think this person was living down the hall from us. How scary is this? I am 100 pounds. I am beautiful. I have long, beautiful blonde hair. Have white teeth. I have $3 million by January 2019. I have 10 million followers on Instagram. She doesn't. She has like 30.
Jesus.
I am
She's
at,
30.
Yeah. I am at NYC and Paris Fashion Week. I am a famous actress. I am famous. I have amazing designer clothes. I travel the world. I am at, hold on a second. I have, anyways, next day, next diary entry. This is a different day. I am 100 pounds. What? I am a famous actress.
No.
I am famous. I have $10 million in my bank account.
I know what she's doing.
Yeah, I know what she's doing.
Yeah, I know, but this is beyond that. Hold on.
This is her manifesting. she read some sort of book.
Yeah.
Or if you write this every day,
it will happen.
It's going to happen.
I am at Camp Something with Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Natalie Hallcrow, Olivia Pearson. I have an artist pass. I am obsessed with
me. Read my journal. What? I'm on a fucking unicorn with Roddy Roddy Piper. The things I come up with. I'm in a fucking mining camp with fucking Macaulay Culkin and, you know, Mike Tyson.
Don Ho.
Yeah, Don Ho. I'm his shoulder angel.
What is this? I star in a movie with Ryan Gosling, Bradley
Cooper. Me too. I was in that movie with her.
Okay, listen. Yeah. So I thought, oh, she's doing her own sick way of daily affirmations, right? But also, she's also just robbed our neighbor.
That's true.
Okay, so she's already.
That's true.
But then I checked her Instagram.
$10,000
I checked her Instagram.
Yeah.
And she has, like, she's nowhere. She's not in the Soho house. She's nowhere, but she tags those places like she's there.
Yeah. I've done the same thing.
No, you haven't.
What is a Soho?
Fucking.
What is it?
It's a private club.
I know that place. I've been there.
Oh.
You're right. She's crazy.
Did that not fucking.
She's crazy, but.
She robbed that.
But the affirmations parts, I've done that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've.
Oh, yeah, that gave me a flashback. I think in the early days I did that for Tiger Belly. Like, we'll have 100,000 followers. We'll get 1 million monthly views on YouTube.
We're there.
No, we're way past. Pounds?
That's never
a little
that. Never
fucking
that.
Right after.
I have an artist pass is interesting.
The me, like, I want to best friends with Kim Kardashian. That's a little icky to me, man.
It's pretty
I'm sorry.
Icky. But let's put her on blast. What's her name?
God, I want to say it so bad because she robbed my friend.
Well, she'd get more than 30 followers on Instagram. We'd be getting her closer to her goals.
She has 30 million.
Fuck. I really want to out her, this stupid, stupid bitch. Whoa. And then you know what she said? Because my friend who was robbed said, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to fucking put this out like your diary. And she was like, I'm going to sue you if you do that. I'm going to press charges. But she's like, you just robbed me.
This girl's nuts.
Yeah, she's absolutely out of her goddamn mind. But apparently Bobby is so used to this LA behavior that this is normal.
No, when you were talking about her, it just made me realize, what kind of people are we? What is this? What are we doing here?
What do you mean?
But what is, like, what? You know, when you're on set, right? Mm-hmm. You see all these. We had these party scenes.
Yeah.
You know, and you see all these like extras,
mm-hmm.
and they're not. They just don't want to be extras. You can because you talk to them. You're in Hawaii. You're just around people.
Mm-hmm.
And people have these gigantic dreams and this and that. And it's like all revolved around being famous and making money and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And it's a sickness. Don't you think it's a sickness?
Yeah. Hashtag set life.
I think some people idolize that.
Yeah, yeah. People idolize
it. They really idolize it, yeah.
But at the end of the day, all it is a job. It's just working.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
That's why it was so refreshing to be in New York. I'm sure New York has its own, you know, set of people just like this.
Wall Street.
But it does feel a little different. And I do find, even though I don't have eyes for anybody else, babe, I do find that men and women generally more attractive there.
Because you're at an Indian wedding?
Dude, that Indian wedding was amazing. I'll say no more because Bobby looks like he's falling
asleep. That's not what it is, because I know that you're into New York Indian guys.
You know what? I
right?
Not these ones.
No, no, no. With those ones.
No, not
so
these
what
ones.
I'm saying is all these little punj, you're out there in the New York with the fancy ones.
No, these were all family men.
Watch yourself.
They're all family men. They're all doctors. Every last person in there was a doctor. They're all family
honestly,
men.
if you said to me, I blew an Indian guy in New York, I wouldn't break up with you.
Oh my God, Bobby. I'd break up with me.
I just set you up that very funny line.
Babe. You incepted her.
Very good line. That line, it was so good, we can close out on that. What are we doing at time?
We haven't done an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are we doing? That joke was so good, we can close out. What is it?
Bobby, we're at 49. That is
shit.
At 48 seconds.
Oh, shit.
So you need three more seconds.
You timed it wrong.
Kalila, you should have killed it.
You could have killed it with that. Say it again. What was it?
Wait, hold.
If I blew an Indy guy, I would kill myself.
You would not break up with her.
Bobby, I'd break up with me.
Yeah. That joke. That was stinky.
Get him,
the timing.
It's just the timing.
The timing, George.
Didn't work your favor.
Let's do a unhelpful.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby.
Great.
And Kalila. Firstly, My condolences, Bobby, about your father.
Hi.
Wait for him. I've never lost anyone that close to me, but I have had my GameCube crash before I could save my progress.
Very funny.
That is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you.
On par.
It's happened to me Red Dead. It's happened to me before Red Dead.
Oh, dude.
5 hours.
Especially the intro. Because the intro is so long.
You can't skip it.
I know. So we get it, bro.
We get it, man. Yeah. Same thing. So I'm looking for some suggestions on how to manage my OMG, oversized male genitalia. I recently started attending acting classes, and I am fearful that one day I'm going to pop a boner on stage, and I won't be able to hide my 7.5-inch long, 5-inch girth manhood. Dare I say, I even get a little woozy due to the sudden relocation of my sanguine fluid. I cannot think of a better group of people to ask advice from. What should I do?
So he basically has a cement block for a penis, except it's not very long. It's just thick as shit.
5 inches. Mm.
Which is the key, I heard. The thickness is what?
To unlock.
It's not the length. It's the thickness, so that he's killing it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, not everybody.
All the girls I've talked to.
Santino and I were just talking about this last week.
Like, that redheaded freak has a fucking white, freckly, ugly, pale, translucent piece of shit dick.
He said it was long.
It's long. It's pink, hints of pink, a lot of purple veins, but it's generally just kind of translucent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's not good. It sucks.
Hey, Andrew,
fuck that guy.
But thank you.
You know
who
else's dick is like that? That's fucked. Eric Griffin.
His is not. Is this translucent?
It's not just translucent. It's like balls of black flesh jammed together with hair. You know what I mean? And a little bit of sickle, you know, in there.
Oh, no.
Not good.
They just filled in for you.
Thank you guys for doing
thank
the podcast.
Thank you for filling in, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Friends.
Thank you. I love you.
Hey, guys. We have another sponsor.
Question.
Yes?
Which of my online searches does the government have a right to know about?
I would say 0 of them.
You want to know the answer, Gil?
I love it. I would love to know the answer of that that wonderful
Gil
question.
Gil, right. None of the above.
That's what I was going to say as well.
Now, if you have ExpressVPN,
mm-hmm.
The answer is none of the above.
Yeah, true.
Without ExpressVPN's protection, though, hackers, governments, ad companies, and ISPs all have full access to your data.
Gross.
I don't want them using my web history or video searches against me. That's why I use ExpressVPN every time I go online.
What kind of searches would we find?
Ooh, my God. Like a lot of like...
It's the most disgusting.
Very tender question. I enjoy it.
Yeah, seriously, because I do a lot of stalking of people I shouldn't stalk.
She's very good at it.
And I also do a lot of... Today, I do a lot of earwax videos.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a lot of searches for the new mosquito disease that's been...
Oh, no. There's a new mosquito disease?
It's not new. Oh, it's like an encephalitis for mosquitoes. But yeah, a lot of that. And a lot of how...
No, say the weird one.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm done.
With ExpressVPN, you're safe. See, let's...
Thank you, George. I am safe.
Guys, protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at ExpressVPN.
Oh, my God. 3 months free? Yeah. Are you crazy?
Not one, not two, but three. ExpressVPN.com/belly. That's ExpressVPN.com/belly for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/belly to learn more.
The Me Too movement, white male privileged hipsters.
I'm a male feminist.
By the way, this is going to be my last show ever. By the time this fucking thing comes out.
All right, so I just want to say this for real.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you look at the history of comedy and you look at, you know, moments and who is going to impact the culture and whatnot. There's only a couple of guys out there. And, you know, you can say what you want about me, but I know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not great. I'm not a great comic. I'm okay. I can kill. I've been known. But Billy is a special act because he's one of those guys that if he performs, every comic will pour into the room to see what he's saying because... He's just one of those voices now that's very relevant, and he's one of the best comics of our generation. You have Chappelle, he's one of them as well, but Billy's got to be included in that. He's one of the best, and obviously Netflix is a very special place. Mm-hmm. And even though they don't like me,
they love him.
They love Billy, and they love the best. They love Chappelle. They love all the greats, except me. But it's fine. Maybe I'm not good.
But guess who's really good?
But you know what's really good?
Bill Burr.
And
his new special, Paper Tiger.
Not only that, why it's special is because also it's done in London.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done by Mike Binder. You don't know who Mike Binder is, but Mike Binder is a 1970s, 1980s Comedy Store legend. Mm-hmm. Mike Binder was. And he's a friend of mine. God bless you. But please watch Paper Tiger on Netflix. He's one of the greatest comics of our generation. And I love him. Bye.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
But hey guy, yeah, you have a thick dick. It's nice. You probably, you look at it in the mirror and you go, oh, the life is going to be good for me. But eventually you're going to meet one person and they're going to be tired of your dick one day and you got to figure something else out.
No, that's not what he's worried about.
What is
he's worried about popping a boner during public situation.
That's a dumb, who gives a fuck? Pop a boner.
I have a friend right now who's in need of some unhelpful advice.
What is it?
So we
gotta do another one. That was terrible.
She recently asked me if I need to get a survey from the three men in the room.
Yep.
Would it bother you if you were having sex with a woman and you had good visibility of her anus at the time while you're fucking her, and you see that she has a prolapsed hemorrhoid hanging?
How do I know what that looks
like? Like a tail?
It looks like a hemorrhoid, like a little ball, a meatball, like hanging out of her butt. Like, because it's.
I'll tell her.
No, I know, but would that turn you off? Is it something that would stop you from seeing her sexually?
No. Here's what I would do. I would come. You have to come. I would come.
I mean, I hope you wouldn't stop.
And to pretend not that I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's going to go, are you going to sleep over? I'll be like, no.
So it does turn you off then.
I'm not saying I turned off. Let me finish my story.
She's just not sleeping over.
I go, no. And then she calls me the next day. I don't text her back.
Oh, no.
And then years go by.
So it does turn. You're out. I'm out.
I just get your shit together. That's all. I don't want that.
Tuck mine back in there.
You have a little tail, little bump up back there?
Yeah.
What is it? Give me that.
Oh, that's what the prolapse.
Like, it's a little hemorrhoid. It's a little ball.
Oh, my God. Look at this
one. Let me see.
So you'd stay now, baby.
No, Bobby. I'm out.
You're still out.
Let me see.
Can I see just so I have it?
Bro, if that.
Let me see.
Oh, I would be more concerned. I would be more concerned for her.
I've seen worse.
But I'd be concerned for her.
Let me see some more buttholes.
Yeah. What did you Google?
Prolapsed, so what should I tell hemorrhoid? Her? You, George? If you really liked her, she was somebody you've been speaking to, you really enjoy her sexually, but you just happen to see a meatball, like, you know, hanging from her butt.
What if she had, like, a little thing sticking out of her butt, and then you blew it like a dick?
Pause. So you're saying it's long enough to stick
out? It's long enough, like, it's sticking out like a little dick, right? And you just blow it.
You're blowing her rectum, basically.
I know, but is that a blowjob or no?
It's
a
butt job.
Yeah.
Would that feel good, you think?
No.
I think it would.
Because hemorrhoids get very tender and like red and dry and itchy.
Your asshole is sticking out of your butt.
Yeah.
And it's probably dangling out there like, I'm not supposed to be out of here.
I'm cold.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Right? I'm cold, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in its head, the little asshole, it's like, I've never, you know, no, I don't know what a lip is.
Are you in or out, George?
And then it sucks your dick, your bat, asshole like a dick.
All right.
We should cut this off. I don't know.
This guy needs to hear this.
Yeah. I think I'm still in. I think I'd just completely ignore it for like a week or two. Yeah. And then.
Would you address it?
I'm terrible today.
No, I probably wouldn't address it. I'd completely ignore it.
Would you like her any less?
I'd kill myself.
Don't say that.
Probably not. I'd be a little curious as to what it was, though.
Okay, well,
and then try to figure out
enough.
How to.
I feel like you're a fair guy.
If I really liked her, I would stop and go to the doctor with her.
What do you mean? It's a hemorrhoid. Everyone gets hemorrhoids. A lot of women, especially when they give birth, they pop a hemi out.
I don't know. I feel like I don't want to help her put it back in.
Okay, but some people do that, but then it comes back out during sex. Let's say.
Then I'll just press it down.
Oh, so you would actually put it back in for her?
Hey, Gilbert, would you smell my dick?
If you. Out of curiosity, nope.
No. Don't do that. That's not good.
Can we end it now?
Hey, there's
do you want other questions?
There's one unhelpful advice that I forwarded to you.
Is which one is it?
Hey guys, I need some unhelpful advice. After 10 years of being married to someone who slowly got more and more mentally ill, the abuse pushed me to cheat with someone who was like my best friend, who was also married with kids. She wasn't happy in her marriage either, but wasn't as bad as me. We fell deeply in love, and our idea was to have a kid in secret, and she would pass it off as her husband's. And we'd just go back to being best friends, and she'd send pics and tell me about our son over email now and again. Yeah, crazy, yes, but it was the only way we could be together inside of our child. After she had him, she stopped talking to me completely. I don't know why. My son is 3 now, and I don't even know what he looks like or how he is. I met him twice until he was just turning 2. I wrote a long, angry email to her telling her how much she hurt me by doing this. I think I have to let go, but it's so hard to move on.
No, no, no.
I also finally got the courage to leave my abusive partner, so I'm trying to start over. Any unhelpful advice on how to let go of extreme emotions like this? Everything with that person just feels so unfinished. That's okay. I have things to say, but
go ahead, say it.
Please, can you say, yeah?
I think everyone in that scenario is mentally ill. I think that they're delusional. I think that they're reckless, and I don't think that they're people who should be with kids or having or being married or starting a family. Like, that's all really crazy shit to me. To be so like, and this is the key thing. My wife was so mentally ill, she pushed me. She pushed me to cheat. I don't know, man. That doesn't sit right with me. Leave her then. No one pushes you to cheat. Leave her.
Sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, and to think that you can have a child together with someone who's already married, who has a child with somebody else, like that to me is next level. You're living in not in the real world. You're living in fucking soap operas. I don't know. I hope you don't hate me for this, but you don't fucked up sick, there, man. Just sick,
I don't think you did.
Sick counsel.
I think you should rat that other person out, though, and say that that kid is mine. Can't she do that? He do that? Legally? Was it a guy or a girl? I don't even know.
Yeah, but what if the woman finally came to her senses and she's like, that was an insane idea. I regret it. I want to stick together with a family that I built with this other man who I love. And I want to remove this insane person out of my life who, during a weak moment in my life, you know, I conceived a baby with. Maybe she's just trying to, things have finally come around for her. And she's like, fuck that. I need to run away and fix this.
Yeah, but you look at lives, people's lives in the Midwest, you know, just regular people, regular and average people. And, you know, they go to work, right? They go to the ball game in the weekends. But it's, you know, some people, they like the kind of crazy excitement and the adrenaline rush of these kind of situations to liven up their lives. Imagine, you know, you're in a small town. I don't know what this person's situation is, but, you know, all these little things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you an example of, like, you know, I could be in a coffee shop and see, you know, an attractive guy or girl walk in and go, oh, that person's attractive, whatever, right? But I don't really need to, you know, cheat or do anything to make my life exciting, because my life is already kind of exciting, you know?
Like, you cannot conceive a child, bring life onto this world, because you think that you want to create this, like, clandestine love story.
Yeah.
Like, that is selfish.
I know, but
that is
people,
not thinking
that's
about
how
that
people
life.
Make, that's how their lives are exciting, though.
That's not excitement. That's cruel.
It is cruel. It is cruel, but it's, you can see why one acts in that way of, like, you know.
Well, A, B, C, D
not
are
getting
all
caught.
In-
you know, that feeling of not getting caught, hiding, right?
Adrenaline.
Doing extra things so that you can get away with the thing. That all that stuff is spy shit,
then
exciting,
go
and that's why
base jumping.
Yeah,
you know, like that's, I don't know. I think
it's a
everybody
crazy
in
story.
Story
it's
insane.
A crazy story.
It's pretty insane.
It's a good movie, I think.
Eh,
I like.
That's
it.
What I'm saying. It sounds like a, I think he's.
It sounds
living
crazy.
In the clouds.
Soap opera.
Yeah.
That poor.
Really,
child.
Guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Tiger Belly. We did it, and you know what? It was a real pleasure for me. You know, it was mind over matter. I love you. I'm doing Portland. Am I doing that now?
Next weekend.
Yeah, Portland.
I'm in Portland next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
I'm in Portland next weekend. And thank you guys. I haven't been myself.
26 to 28. Sorry. I was just
26th to 28th of September.
Of September. My birthday is
Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
17th.
And I just want to say it's a special year for me. From you two especially. I really need a special gift.
Oh, I got you.
You always do, don't you? How about you, George?
I'm getting you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting you.
I'm getting you too. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but you'll clean this up. Mm-hmm. You can clean it up, right? Mm-hmm. You need to clean it up. My mind's not real. I don't know what's wrong. Maybe I'm going to can I do it again, you think? No. You think I'll get it back?
You need to cry.
I know, but I can't.
What did we do?
I don't know. That's what it is. I'm just like pent up all these emotions. I can't cry over my dad. It's weird. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Crying about other things, though.
Yeah, but like I'll watch like something that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, or something that will make me cry on the internet. Which, there are some things that do it. I can't tell you what those things. I can't tell you what those things are. They're weird. What I like, you know what I've been getting emotional over is people watching the Force Awakens teaser trailer for the first time live. Remember the Force Awakens when you thought about J.J. Abrams and he was going to do that new Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
And when you saw that little teaser, it was so very Star Wars.
It was really
the
good.
World was good.
It was good.
It just hit at the right spot and people watching it crying, it makes me cry.
So you watch people crying too?
Yeah, I know. It's dumb. I know. But I need to cry, but I don't know how. It might not happen for years.
Well, don't say that.
I don't know. Because I can't do it. And I'm, you know, I've been pretty fucking miserable, I think. Yeah, I think I've been miserable and depressed.
I think that you have, and I think you're also, the fact that you're not home with your animals, you're not home around the people that you know or at the comedy
store,
I think it chips away at you. That's what's familiar, and in this really vulnerable time, it's good to see that familiarity and surround yourself with that.
Yeah, but it's also weird to be around people you don't know and to be lost.
Yeah.
And to like, you know, you're in the jungle with a machine gun, right?
Pretend machine gun.
And it's like 2 a.m. and they're like, we do it again. Right. And you're sitting there sweating and feeling these emotions of your dad or whatever. And you pinning it and just, you memorize these lines. I got to do this. It's just a weird thing to be in. You'd feel lost.
Mm-hmm.
I feel completely fucking lost.
Mm.
And I don't know what to do. I don't want to do Peter's coming over. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything.
Wait. Also, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
This is always an option. If you need a legitimate break, let's take a legitimate break. No one.
We're allowed to.
We don't have to do this.
We're allowed
to. You know, like if you feel just unsteady, the podcast is there.
I feel like I'm not going to get it back.
What do you mean?
Bro.
I just don't feel like my mind. I don't know how to get it back. I don't want to do stand-up. I haven't done stand-up. I don't want to do it. I didn't call in this week. I don't want to do it.
Then take a break.
I don't want to do anything.
Take a break from it all.
But I don't know if I'll ever get it back. I'm scared.
Don't be scared of that. I mean, you just need to self-care.
I can't even, honestly, like, I had 4 days off in Hawaii, and I was like, I'm going to write jokes. I would go to coffee shops and stare at a wall for 4 hours. Just stare. Like, I can't think. I don't want to do any of this. Mm. I don't know what to do. Let's end.
Hey guys, thanks for listening.
I don't know what to do.
Thanks so much.
What is it?
Stuff. Well, thanks again, guys, to our sponsors, ShipStation, MyBookie, Blue Apron, ExpressVPN, and Netflix. You can try ShipStation free for 60 days. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Belly. Join MyBookie now and double your first deposit. Use promo code BELLY today to activate offer at MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/belly. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/belly. and check out our friend Bill Burr's new special, Paper Tiger, only on Netflix. You guys, oh, go ahead.
Watch my redheaded friend Bill Burr in Paper Tiger. Mike Binder. Is it good?
So good.
Mike Binder directed it, who's a friend of mine as well. And I love Billy so much. And congratulations on it.
Love that he addressed the whole Me Too thing. And he talks about how people are like overcorrecting in all like the worst ways possible. And I think that it's very necessary to that he said it in the way he did.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I think maybe I'll watch it tonight or tomorrow.
Have you seen Chappelle's yet?
Yes,
of course. I'm going to see that too. I haven't done it. I can't. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I love the reviews for it. No, the reviews are that the critics, like 1%, like 10%.
Fuck them.
Audience, 99%.
Who gives a shit about critics, though?
Exactly.
When it comes to stand-up, that is like actually one of the only reviews I'll never, ever read.
Sharon from the Washington
Post.
And
also, these sticker packs that we created.
They're coming out.
Are dope as fuck. Look at how cold this sticker is. And some of these are great. Wait, who's...
Who do you think that is?
Who the fuck is that?
Who do you think the tired guy is?
Charlie?
No.
Babe, come on.
Who's your former... who's your best friend?
That's Bryce?
He looks so slow.
That's Bryce?
Look how slow he looks.
Yeah. He looks completely retarded.
Full on.
That doesn't look like him.
Full on.
Yeah. Full on. Yeah.
Wait, so Bryce is on here?
Yes. Yeah. Why is Bryce on there? I love him, though. But the sticker pack is probably the best in the business.
Because Bryce
guys.
Got these made. That's why Bryce is on there.
That fucker.
Hey, you're
what
a smart guy.
Smart guy.
But thank you for making them, Bryce.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
And I didn't know that I was like a full blown dwarf.
Why do you think you're so short?
Yeah, why am I so short in these, Bryce? Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I love you so much, and bye.
We love you guys. Make sure you follow Tiger Belly on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. Email us any questions for unhelpful advice or helpful advice at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can follow Kalila at
Calamity K.
George Kimmel.
George_Kimmel. Look out for that swipe up.
And remember what Andrew Santino said is, after 3 days, unfollow him. And also, everything Bobby Lee Live, like his tour dates, go to BobbyLeeLive.com. And everything Bobby Lee, go to @BobbyLeeLive on Instagram. Everyone, have a good night.